Okay, well, Ambassador, the floor is yours for the concluding remarks, after which we will adjourn.
Well, thank you very much, Rod, and be sure that I'm not going to use the full 10 minutes that you have allocated me, because my intention is certainly not to try to summarize everything that has been said here today. I don't think that I have the capacity to do it, because the speakers were all outstanding experts, leading experts in their field, and their presentations were highly stimulating, and I don't think that any of you would like to hear a pale copy of what they said, you know, coming from a layman like me. So all that I would like to do is to thank everybody, to start with the participants who have come in such large numbers to attend this workshop today, and they have stayed with us despite several opportunities that they had during breaks to make a sort of a discreet exit. And it is very commendable that, you know, they have not made use of this opportunity to leave, and that, I think, vindicates us in our thought that it would be a good idea to organize this workshop with the aim of highlighting the synergy and complementarity that exists between the Energy Charter and the WTO. And I think that everything that we have heard today confirms that the two organizations can benefit from this from each other's experience, particularly in view of the fact that, you know, the as has been explained today, the Charter in its trade disciplines essentially uses the rules of the WTO. But when it comes to investment protection, the Charter has more advanced disciplines than the WTO. What I would like to say that at a time when the Charter, which is a much smaller organization, as we have seen today, both in terms of its secretariat and also in terms of the number of countries that belong to it, at a time when it is modernizing and reaching out to the outside world, I hope that those of you who have come from countries that are not members of the Charter will have received the message that, you know, there's a lot to be gained, and that the Charter has a lot of value added to give in this area. But the success of today's workshop, of course, has been made possible by the very high quality of the speakers, and of course I'd like to thank them all individually and collectively for having shared their knowledge and experience with us today. And of course Julia from the Charter Secretariat deserves great praise for having designed this program, found the speakers and convinced them to come to Geneva, which can't have been always a very easy task. So thank you very much, Julia, for your tremendous efforts. And of course, I'd like to thank you, Rod, a friend of many years. I didn't say an old friend, you know, friend of many years. for the extremely efficient way in which you have conducted this work and your sharp sense of humor. We're finishing right on time, so that is a tribute to your ability to run an exercise like this. My final words, you know, are words of thanks for the WTO Secretariat for having made these premises available to us, and of course for the services that they have provided to all of us. Let me thank you all again, and wish those of you who've come from abroad a safe journey back home. Thank you, Rod.
I said after the concluding remarks we would adjourn, but as the moderator I have one final word, but it's not about the session, it's about what happens next. Several participants have asked me, and I'm interested in the question as well, whether the contributions of the speakers will be available in paper form, I take it. And I have said to them, don't ask me, but I think it might be, but only if you ask. So it's not going to be everybody. Would you tell us?
It happens that I speak last in every session. In fact, we are planning to upload the presentations on our website, on the public part of Energy Charter website, which is www.encharter.org. Moreover, very importantly, we brought some publications here, and you saw some of them were interesting to some of you, but you saw display copy. Please do not remove. But since we have finished our workshop and everyone has consulted the publications, you may take them with you. So please take the use of them. And also, if everything is fine, you will have an audio file on the website of both WTO and Energy Charter available. I received the confirmation from the web team that it was already uploaded. So check it out if you want to refresh your memory with the presentations. Thank you.
Well, I think with that, concluding remarks are concluded. And as your conductor of the orchestra, I have to thank all the people for playing such good music. So the session is adjourned. Goodbye.